Good day, dear audience. Welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have two important guests. First, we have Richard London. And at 5:35, we have Joanna Dibarowski. So that will be our second guest at 5:35. Towards the end of the interview, if you'll be invited to call in and ask some questions. I'll give you out the number, and you can also go on the bbsradio.com homepage, and you will find information on the numbers to call there. So we'll also give you the number at the moment that you can call in. So Dr. Richard London is a business intelligence manifestation / intuitive consultant. Through his journey, he has discovered many direct methods for uncovering strength and weaknesses to help you create abundance and balance and wealth, wellness, love, harmony, and more. He uses his highly developed intuitive abilities to scan your body and help you discover, identify, modify life agreements, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual disharmony and balance. I think maybe our technician has left his microphone on, so let me just notify him of that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Richard London.
Thank you very much, Raymond. It's my pleasure to be on your show today. We're going to talk about faith is power. So the secrets of the past are the truth of today. So imagine, the secrets of the past are the truths of the today. So what does that mean? It means everything that happened in the past can have an effect on the future. Everyone strives to have great faith in their life, and faith is really about vibration. So as an example, millions of people go into churches all over the world, and they pray for money, they pray for healing. And so why isn't it immediately not happening in their life? It's because their vibration and everything in their life doesn't match. So the message is not transferred to the necessary people to initiate the changes and transformation in their life. Remember, your past is in stone and your future is in paper. And so what that means is that you have the capability of changing your future based on working to attain a high vibration. As an example, the normal vibration in big cities in the world, people vibrate maybe 80 to 125. Believe it or not, there are vibrations in people who vibrate in the millions. So supposedly when you reach a vibration of 1,000, it's supposed to be nirvana, but that's not true. Once you get to 1,000, it doesn't go 1,001, 1,002. It goes 10,000, then 20,000, then 30,000, then 40,000, then 50,000, then 60,000. And so what happens is that you start connecting to, let's call it an advanced internet. I call it the ethereal plane. So you connect with the ethereal plane, and then you connect with the angels, the ascended masters, the archangels, the beings of light. So you want to have a real high vibration so you could connect with all those beings. And in connecting with them, they can assist you in your transformation in this lifetime. So faith is power. It's really about moving yourself to a higher vibration. So as an example, one of the things that moves you to a higher vibration is intention. So intention has seven faces. Imagine seven faces. So imagine if you had a house that had seven foundations. How strong would your house be? It would be unbelievably strong. There may be homes in the world that have two foundations, but no home that I know of has seven foundations. But your home, and your home is your soul, your body, whatever terms you call it, can have the highest intention. And so these intentions all layer together. And I'll give you a better example. You listeners out there who are cooks, you might have prepared a seven-bean dip. In preparing a seven-bean dip, each layer of the dip is lighter than the other layer. And it's the same way with the seven faces of intention. Each layer is lighter, but when you combine the seven intentions together, the seven faces of these intentions, then what happens? You have strength, and that helps to increase your vibration.
Could you give us an example of an intention that has seven foundations to it, or seven parts to
it? Sure. Divine love is a good example. So, in explaining love, it'll probably explain a lot about what's going on in the world. Most people learn love, and it's called cultural love. And cultural love is the love that you learn in the environment in which you grow up. Then as society has evolved, what's developed is a love called unconditional love. But what's happened in our society, humans put conditions, I'm going to love you if you're a good boy. I'm going to love you if you support me. They put conditions on it. So the only pure love, and it's one of the faces of intention, is divine love. So only 1/10 of 1% of the 64 billion people that have ever lived on this earth have ever experienced divine love. And you listeners out there, guess what? Any of you can experience divine love in this lifetime. And divine love connects the soul, the body, the heart, the mind. It's all connected in one. So you resonate in connection with your children, if you have divine love for your children, if you have divine love for your girlfriend, your husband, your wife. It's a higher connection. And it's like wearing your most comfortable shoes. So that's another of the examples. Another example would be beauty. So a lot of people understand beauty because we live in a world where everybody strives to be beautiful. But beauty is one of the strongest intentions. If it's beauty that comes from divine love, beauty that comes from your soul, beauty that comes from your heart. And so it has no ego attachment to it. So that's the big problem with humans evolving in this lifetime. There's a lot of ego attached to it. You know, I'm going to love you if you love me. Everybody's waiting for a response. As an example, listeners out there, here's an important thing. When you need nothing, you receive everything. So as an example, I don't need love. I don't need affection. I don't need wealth. I don't need any of those things. When you don't need it, the universe provides everything to you. I remember seeing a license plate in California, and the license plate says, the one with the most toys wins. In our life that we're living, the one who needs the least wins what I call the divine game of life. So life is this big, giant game, but it's a divine game. And you want to win. So what does winning look like? Winning is about transformation. Winning is about becoming fifth dimensional and above. So listeners out there, imagine you can become a real, real angel, fifth dimensional angel in a human body. Angels don't need anything whatsoever. And so when you become fifth dimensional, you move from anticipation and uncertainty and wanting to basically you're constantly in a creative process. So let me show you listeners out there how it works on a human basis. I was with my wife at a new mall. I was taking her to this restaurant. Never been to the mall. And I'm standing in front of a store that I'd never been in. And I said to my wife, I want to buy everything in the store for 80% discount. In the world, normal world, that would be absurd. So I walk into the store, a store I've never been. Within 5 seconds, the general manager walks over to the section where I'm at and says, everything in this section is 80% discount. Nothing's been marked. Just bring it the card, it will give you 80%. So the difference between me and other people, when this happens, I'm in gratitude. I'm in joy. I'm thanking the universe. I'm thanking God. I'm thanking everyone for this gift. And once you start that process of joy and gratitude and bliss and being thankful, it just continues and continues. So every week, I'll do it this week, and I do it every week. It's basically miracle making. And I'm able to make these miracles because my vibration is high. My agreements are all healthy agreements. Most people struggle in this life because they have unhealthy agreements. Most people even don't know the agreements that they make in their lifetime. I know all my agreements that I made. I changed all my unhealthy agreements years ago.
How are the agreements and the intentions connected?
Okay. Having healthy agreements, having strong intentions are all part of the process of increasing your vibration. And the example I gave you in front of a store was showing you the power of faith. And so people believe that faith is believing in something bigger than yourself. And I do believe in faith is believing something bigger than myself. But at the same time, I make sure that I have healthy agreements, I have healthy intentions, and that I work every single minute of the day on increasing my vibration. Anyone out there, you could become fifth dimensional in this lifetime. And in becoming fifth dimensional, there's no struggle, none whatsoever. And your life doesn't become perfect because there's no such thing as a perfect life. But there's either a life easy and no struggle. Most people experience lives that have intense struggle. I have no drama in my life because I'm connected. I'm meditating, believe it or not, as I'm speaking to you. I meditate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's a place called the Akashic Records. Some people call it the universal mind. Others call it the book of life. I've been fortunate enough in many of my lifetimes to be connected to the Akashic Records 24 hours a day. So when I was a little boy, 4 years old, I was born to poor parents. And I had a bad habit, and that was I liked to eat a lot. So I decided I needed to create money for myself. So I was gifted with the information about the secret and the law of attraction many, many years ago before it ever came to reality in 2006. I was using it as a little boy of four. So I walked down the street, being only 4 years old, I wanted pennies. So within minutes, my pockets were filled with pennies. Then I wanted nickels. Then I wanted dimes. Then I wanted quarters. Then I wanted paper money. I would find white envelopes full with paper money. So how was I able to create it? It was my faith. And when you have empirical faith, it becomes powerful because it has a high level of vibration attached to it. So faith is really, in words, is about numbers. So when you have great faith, you're really working with great numbers. So that means a person who has great empirical faith should be vibrating in the hundreds of thousands, sometimes in the millions. So I don't worry about every second, every minute, my faith increases. And that's what empirical faith. So if you believe in reincarnation, which I do, I've lived thousands of lives. In every life, I've had this great faith. And in this life, I've chose to be here because it's a wonderful transformational time.
Is there any way people can help develop the faith in themselves? Is there any techniques or methods, or is it really just over time and many lifetimes that it occurs?
No. In this lifetime, everybody has the opportunity. So let me explain. Prior to December 22nd, 2012, there was to be two universes on this earth. There was to be a spiritual universe, and there was to be a universe where humans would come back, experience karma, experience their lessons, and grow in a slower pace. So God, the source, Jesus, however people want to call it, decided that there would be one earth. In order to do so, everybody's negative imprinted memory from all the past lives was placed in their soul. And the purpose of that is to bring people to a place when you reach the lowest point in your life, just like in Alcoholic Anonymous or Drug Anonymous, when you reach your lowest point in your life, the only place you can move is upward. And so in God's wisdom, God wants people to move forward in this particular lifetime. And so I call the negative imprint of memory, it's like a bingo machine. You never know when negative information is going to pop up in your life and create drama, create problems in your life, or whatever. But that's only for the purpose so you don't have to, in the future, to experience karma and life's lessons. So you listeners out there, this is the last time that humans have to experience karma and life lessons. Because what happens in this lifetime, if you don't reach fifth dimensional, then you go to a place called inner school. Inner school is like, I call it, it's like a dryer. So all your negative imprinted memory that was placed in your soul, you have to experience those events until they're purified and cleaned. So a person could go to inner school for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, in some cases, thousands of years to clear out all the negative imprinted memory. A normal soul weighs about 21 grams. There are people walking on this earth where their souls weigh 200, 300, 400, 500 grams. In each gram, there's 15,000 segments of events or negative imprinted memory. So imagine if you have if your soul weighs 200 grams, how heavy your soul is. And the weight of your soul causes you to move in a darker place instead of a lighter place. So when humans talk about fifth dimension, it's really about eliminating all this negative imprinted memory, moving in vibration, and moving to a fifth dimensional level instead of a third or fourth dimensional level. So the biggest secrets that humans were not told, there's only one path that exists on this earth. It's called the Divine Way Path. And I help people move onto this particular path. So what is a Divine Way Path? Divine Way Path is the same path that the angels are on, the archangels, the ascended masters, the beings of light. So all the beings in the ethereal plane are all on the Divine Way Path. So this is what's confused humanity and confused people's faith, is because I hear it all the time. I'm on my path. Yeah. But unfortunately, there's only one path. And that's the path that you go on to achieve fifth dimensional status. And that gives you more power and makes your faith more powerful. And that's what everybody wants. So when your faith is powerful, basically you co-create with God. So I'm not doing any of these miracles. I'm co-creating with God. So why am I able to do it? Is because my vibration, the way that I live, everything needs to match. In other words, you can't go around and kill people and say that you have a lot of faith, as an example, because that doesn't match the vibration in the ethereal plane, because angels don't kill anyone. God doesn't kill anyone. Yes.
So it has to be humans, it has to be all in alignment.
Pardon me?
It has to all be in alignment.
Yes, it has to be in alignment and it has to match. So this is the first time in the history of mankind. So to give your listeners a little history, the first human society where human beings were allowed to take on a physical human body was Lemuria. And that was an experiment to see if energy could be placed in human bodies and then create heaven on earth. So we're doing like reverse engineering now. So in every person that lived in Lemuria, they were fifth dimensional angels and above. So we're taking third dimensional beings right now and we're moving them into fifth dimensional. Whereas in Lemuria, everybody that came into human form, they were fifth dimensional. So this is a process. It's like a ring. There's a beginning but no end. So everyone that's here, we're really lucky to be here. This is a wonderful, wonderful time. And so I'm gifted with what's called the wisdom of the ages. I know all the secrets of the universe. I know all the business secrets. And I'm gifted with this information is because I don't abuse the wisdom. I share it with humans. I help humans transform their lives. I created programs like Power Up Your Life. I created other tools, creation tools. Faith as Power is an actual program where humans go through this program to transform themselves quickly from third dimensional to fifth dimensional. So your listeners, everyone who's listening to me right now, I have this natural ability. I'm removing negative imprinted mirroring. So in the time that I'm on the air today, I will remove about 3,000-4,000 segments of negative imprinted memory. In an hour, I generally remove 0.5 gram of negative imprinted memory. So if I'm in a grocery store, sometimes when you receive these gifts, you can't turn it off. Plus, I don't want to turn it off. When I talk to my animals, I'm removing their stuff. And it's a great feeling knowing 24 hours a day, and especially when you're communicating, you're removing negative information from people's body. So as an example, a normal human being probably will have 40 to 60 grams of negative imprinted memory. And so that's 600,000 to 900,000 segments of negative imprinted memory that they have accumulated anywhere from hundreds of lives to several hundreds of lives to thousands of lives. Yeah. There are people on this earth that right now that are lots of people from Lemuria that have lived thousands of lives. So imagine how much negative imprinted memory they've created. But many of those people have been working. I've worked all my life, and I'm still working on myself every second, every minute of the day. Even though I'm at a high level, much higher than fifth dimensional, I'm still always striving to move up in my vibration. And that's the reason I'm talking with you today, and that's the reason I'm doing this world teaching tour, Faith is Power, because people have been striving for years to have a lot of power. But they couldn't attain it because their alignments did not match and their vibration did not match. So people used black magic, hoping to rob people of their powers and do all kinds of dark things, but they never attained the power that they would like. So in this world, you can attain this power just by having great faith, by having empirical faith. And empirical faith really means is that every second of your day, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, your faith is growing and growing and growing and growing. And just as your faith is growing, your joy can grow, your happiness can grow, your gratitude can grow. Everything in your life grows and you create miracles.
So when you say your faith, I mean the faith in yourself and your true nature, I suppose, as a part of the divine creator or a representation of the ultimate creator. Is that what you mean or something else?
No, that's what I mean. Let me explain. You see, people on this earth, the majority of people, they have what you call faith only when they feel it's necessary in their life. They're down on money, so they increase their faith in order to create a new job, to buy a house, to buy a car, to buy things. Empirical faith in faith that really has the greatest power, it's a natural process. You don't have to do anything except work on yourself. Know that your third dimensional in your goal is at least fifth dimensional. Once you reach fifth dimensional, you can reach any level that you would like. That's up to you. You're in control. So Faith as Power is really about freedom in every area of your life. I'm going to be launching a company called Be Free. And because people don't understand freedom, the majority of people are not free, and they're not free is because their lives are run by their emotions. Their lives are run by other people. Their lives are run by governments. Their lives are run by their bosses at work, their bosses at home. But when you truly have faith at the highest level, you're absolutely free, because everybody loves you. Your dogs love you. Your cats love you. Your wife loves you. Your children love you. Everybody loves you is because you change from being a needy person into a person that vibrates at a level that draws the energy of love to you 24 hours a day. And I'll give you listeners an example. My wife loves animals. So the animals kiss her, they love her. But when I touch the animals, the difference is they can feel my vibration. So it's just like they were back in the womb with their mother. They feel secure. They feel safe. They feel warm. So my wife is very loving, and the animals love her. But when I touch the animals, they love me because of the feeling, the energy that I transfer from my soul and from my heart to them. And you could do the same way with people. When I had my spiritual center, which I had for over 20 years, the largest in the world in California, I would hug tens of thousands of people, sometimes on a Saturday. All day I would spend just hugging people. And they would stand in line for the hug is because they wanted to experience that feeling. And the feeling really was unlimited faith, unlimited divine love. So being free is living life with no limits. So I'm spiritual 24 hours a day, and I'm human. And believe it or not, I never think about anything. Only when I want ice cream or cookies or anything of that nature. My mind is completely clear and clean 24 hours a day, so I can receive the divine information to move my companies, my people, my clients, to move people forward. So all through this program, I'm connected to the Akashic Records.
Richard, we have 2 minutes left of time. Maybe you want to share upcoming workshops, mention your book and your website, any contact information.
So I have a number of new books. Faith is Power, love.com. My website is drrichardlundin.com. I have a number of new websites that are going to be launched in October. Narcissistics Anonymous, Sabotage Anonymous, likingyou.com with a big giant U. So my mission in this life is to transform people's lives. And so you listeners out there, I want you to know again, and I'm going to repeat it again, your past is in stone, your future is in paper. And so based on your decisions that you make in your life, you can move forward. I recommend everyone have a mentor in their life. Unfortunately or fortunately, my mentor has been God. But I've had that same mentor since I was 4 years old. But I've mentored tens of thousands of people, companies all over the world, prime minister, presidents of countries. And it's because they didn't have the same mentor as I did my entire life. So I wish everybody blessings out there, and know that you can attain fifth dimensional and you could be free in this lifetime. And it's open to everybody on this universe. And I appreciate you. And I hope that what I've expressed today, listen to it several times, because every time you listen to it, I'll be removing negative imprinted memory and you'll feel better and better.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that. That's a very kind and altruistic of you. And well, hopefully we'll get a chance to have you back on at some future episode. In the meantime,
my pleasure, ladies, Raymond.
You can see Richard's website, drrichardlondon.com. And we wish you all the best with your upcoming websites and workshops.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Take care. God bless.
God bless.
Good day, dear audience. Welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have the best-selling author of the book, The Transformation Promise. She has helped clients worldwide with life's major changes and transformation, from identifying long past incidents that can be the source of current major depression or health issues today, to dealing with career changes or finding sustaining fulfilling relationships, to the truly ultimate transformation at the end of life. Ms. Dobrolowski, the developer of the Quantum Heart Field Experience, is a recognized metaphysical teacher, spiritual counselor, energy worker, and she has been on the forefront of healing and transformation. Joanna, I welcome you to the Conscious Wellness Show. How are you today?
Thank you, Raymond. I'm honored to be here and really look forward to today.
Likewise. So what do you want to share with our audience today? What wisdom?
I would like to lighten the burden of everyday happenings in life for the listeners. So my main thing is, I think life is full of challenges. They are waiting for us everywhere. And of course, it is how we respond that determines the outcome of a lot of the challenges. And how can we make life easier for one another? And how can we be kinder to one another? So the book, The Transformation Promise, is called The Transformation Promise because we are constantly transforming. Nothing stays the same. Change is the only constant in life. And so if we have nothing else, if we're in a bad situation, we at least can have the hope that this too shall pass. Yeah. It cannot stay in one place. And so for my long work with clients, I've decided to write the book, The Transformation Promise, to help them help themselves at home. And what is the biggest thing, the biggest challenge in change is always ourselves. We cannot change anybody else, so we might as well not try that. Although I think we all try that, especially with partners, and find out that it doesn't work. But we can change ourselves. We have the power to do that. And in order to change ourselves, it's very good starting point is to get to know ourselves. Who are we really? What are we about? And life is, for most of us, very hectic. And we run from one thing to the next, or we have a mishap or a challenge happen here or there. But if we really know what makes us operate, and if we really are honest with ourselves, then we can move and transform into a new direction consciously instead of just being tossed around. So what we know can't really be in our way. We can remove that. So I'm inviting my listeners and I'm inviting my readers to step into themselves and really get to know what makes them operate. And in order to do that, I've had a system of different kinds of structures. So I divided it up into the physical structure, which is the physical body, the houses, the tangible things in our lives. And we know if a bone breaks, we know how to, you know, put it in the right cast and get it to grow together. So this is all still very tangible and we can see the results. We know if we need a new car, we know if we need a new house. And so that's the easiest structure. And it's also the easiest one for us to change because we can actually see it. And the next structure is the emotional mental structure. And I've included there the environment. So your workplace, your family, your friends, and we don't really see how much influence that has. For example, if I had a job that paid for my kids' school and I'm really unhappy in this job, then do I want to leave it? Because then how am I going to pay for my kids' school? So there's a huge web of things attached to any decision we make. So the things, of course, if we had no attachments and we have no possessions and we have no worry, then this is not an issue. But most of us have lives and families and jobs and kids, and at least most of my clients do. And so for them to be aware of, there's one thing to say, I hate my job or I don't want to do this anymore. But then you also have to look at, if I stop doing this, what all in this grid has to change? Where do I have to change? And what is holding me back? Because often it's a fear that is way down the line that we're not really aware of. And the third structure is the spiritual structure, which is our belief system. And that one, even though it changes with just a thought, is the most rigid one because we really hold on to what we believe in.
And sometimes we're not even aware of what we believe in.
Right. But if I believe in something and I know I'm right, then that, you know, makes everybody else wrong. That may work for me, but it just puts me in opposition to everybody else. And that creates the opposite of flow and oneness. So every time I say I know or I am right about this, I kind of say to everybody that doesn't believe exactly what I believe that they're wrong. And, you know, this occasionally leads to wars and big family breakups and everything. So it's really good to be aware of your belief systems.
One of the intrinsic problems with belief systems, from what I observe, is that they're self-fulfilling. So everybody actually gets some proof that their belief system is accurate, but in fact, it's only because of the laws of the universe that and the laws of attraction that confirm your belief system, even if it's not based on any real divine laws.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe none of them are based on anything, so I'm not even... thinking about my own belief systems, they're not really of any issue here, but it's really important that if I want to change my life, that I'm aware of the belief system that is the main operating system, because that's key to, well, I'm going to go back to the job example. If I believe that I can find a job anywhere that better suits me, then I'm probably more likely to focus in that direction and get that. But if I believe that the universe is against me and nothing really works out for me, I most likely focus on that. And it's not, I think that attraction law is not that much about pulling things to you. It's about what you focus on. You go in the direction of what you focus on. But we spend so much of our day unconsciously in thought patterns that are not really serving us. And then we wonder, oh, you know, 5 minutes a day I'm focusing on this. Why isn't this happening? When, you know, 23 hours and 55 minutes I'm focusing on something else. And because of that, I have collaborated with a wonderful person, Eva Mahauf, and we created a workbook for people to actually focus their direction and their thought a little bit. And it's called 28 Days to Love, Joy, and Prosperity. And it has morning and evening exercises that take together no longer than 5 minutes. So there's no reason why anybody wouldn't have the time to do it. And it gives you a really clear view of how to focus yourself and how to watch your thoughts. Now, it doesn't matter if I wanted to manifest something like a possession that I, you know, at death have to let go of again, of course. So you might want to think about what you want to manifest, because we have to really release all of that again. But anything we want to manifest, even if it's a spiritual goal, it requires that we become master of our thoughts and to become aware of how we're thinking and what we're thinking. And when we are aware of that, we can guide our path a little bit better.
So, and these morning exercises, is it something that people join online, or how does it work?
It's a workbook. It's available on Amazon. It's called 28 Days to Love, Joy, and Prosperity. And it just came out last week, actually, so it's brand new. And it's a good tool to help you get to know yourself and be aware and guide yourself. You pick your own topics in the book. So you pick the area of life that you want to be more actively changing. So it can be used for anything from getting a new job, since we were talking about that earlier, to getting becoming more mindful. So the choices, or, you know, wanting a better relationship. And so this book is where you pick your own topics. And in my other book, The Transformation Promise, is you really get to dive deep into who you are, what is causing the challenges in your life that you can change. Now, your spirit and the universe gives you plenty of other challenges, so there's no shortage of challenges here.
You can say that again. You want to show us the book, Transformation?
That's The Transformation Promise. Both of them are available on Amazon. And, you know, when we're not the only ones with the challenges. Everybody has challenges in their lives. And if we are totally aware of that, maybe we can be nicer to one another, because kindness goes a long way, especially when you're stuck in something that is not pleasant at the moment. But, you know, suffering occurs as long as we have attachments to anything. And, or what did Cesar Chavez say? You cannot frighten a man that has, you cannot oppress a man that has no fear. So we have fear because we have fear of losing something. We have fear of losing a possession, or we're suffering because we're losing something. So kindness is a big thing that we can definitely up quite a bit in our lives for everybody around us.
Absolutely.
And all that, you know, moving to the final goal of dying happy. So when you're happy at the moment when you actually leave this body, I think you've had a successful life.
Do you have, do you give workshops as well?
I do give workshops. I don't have any coming up right now that I do myself. But I do have private clients, and you can, you know, reach me through my website.
Okay. That's you do that at a distance as well?
Yeah. I actually only work remotely over the phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think that it takes the opinionating factor out of it. If you see somebody, you immediately have an opinion and a judgment of some sort. But if you don't see the person, then you also, you're not limited of what you can accept from, what kind of help you can accept from a person that, you know, looks like that or dresses like that or whatever. So I found that working remotely is over the phone with just the voice is much more powerful than working in person.
Yep, that makes sense. I agree with that. Would you like to share your website or any contact information you would like our listeners to be able to have?
Yeah, my website is quantumheartfield.com. So it's quantum as in quantum physics. And heart is the thing beating in your chest and field as in baseball field, .com. And it has all my contact information on there. And, you know, again, the books are available on Amazon. And I know that they're useful because people have told me that in challenging times. And I hope they help.
Excellent. We have about a minute left. Is there any last words of wisdom you would like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah. Don't be so fast to judge everything around you. Just whenever you see something that irritates you, look inside and check in with yourself. And try kindness and try focusing on what you would like to experience more of. So go look at yourself and go in the direction that you want to go in instead of sabotaging yourself all the time.
Yes, I think I may have done that to myself at some point.
And again, be kind to everybody. I think that's my most important point.
Yeah, that's a great start. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, Joanna. Hopefully we have another interview, I think, lined up in a few weeks. And you want to tell us what subject you're going to cover in that interview?
That subject is about how to die happy.
Okay.
So I'm going to be talking about death and how to get there and not get tangled up by everything else that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, I don't have the date in front of me. Do you remember what date we had booked
for
that? I think
it's October 7th.
October 7th, Monday, October 7th. So, folks, please come back to listen to part two of Joanna. And we thank you very much for coming on the show. We wish you all the best with your new book. And we look forward to having you back in a few weeks.
Okay, thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
Take care. Blessings. Bye. We would also like to thank our show technician, Donald Newsom, and our show sponsor, Communion Marketing Communications, wellness marketing experts with specializations in strategic planning, website design, directory specialist, and new revenue specialists, especially for directories, but other things too. You can visit their website at communionmarketing.com. If you'd like to sponsor the show or advertise during the show and get a great exposure within the wellness community, please contact us for information on our packages. And you can do that at you can either send us an email at raymond@bbsradio.com or any of the phone numbers available there on BBS. If you wish to be interviewed in some future episodes, please contact us. We will send you all the details. My name is Raymond Morris. You may contact me on 514-798-2737, raymond@bbsradio.com, and Skype Raymond Morris, all in one word. May the grace and the blessings of the Divine Creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you. Your host, Raymond Morris. Till next week, same time, same channel.